You're listening to the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello out there, everybody. I wanted to make this message because people need to have clarification and understand what the Holy Word of our Creator in the Bible says. And what I tell people all the time and what it comes down to is you either love and believe in the word of our Creator or you don't. There's no neutrality with our Creator. You either understand that the Bible is the word of our Creator or you don't. You cannot pick and choose. It's inconceivable to our human minds that we could understand some of the things that have happened in the scriptures. Talking animals, seas parting open, mountains moving. But if we believe in the truth of Yeshua, if we believe in the truth of Scripture, we have to believe in what everything says, not what just something says. And it says in the beginning of the Scriptures that Yahweh spoke and everything came into existence. And if we are truly believing that, we have to believe everything that happened after that. We cannot pick and choose and make excuses and reasons why we're going to live against our Creator's words. There's no inconsistency with our Creator. He is consistent and true throughout all His Word. And He showed us and tells us what we need to do to understand love and understand truth in Scripture. And a big problem today is much of the so-called church and in and out of the church and everywhere in the church, people don't understand the truth of Scripture and they don't understand the truth of love. And we look at all throughout the Scriptures, this man named John, who was with Yeshua throughout his ministry and who survived that and who was the last of the remaining disciples. And the instructions he gave us, the warnings he gave us. And I'm sad to say that people aren't applying it today. People are getting offended by the truth. They're defending the lies. And there's no holding back of what he says when he explains there's no neutrality with our Creator. You agree with him or you don't. There's too much bickering going on out there today about lies, deception, and evil. And the Bible talks about love and what love is. So I want to read this to you. And hopefully you get this and you understand this. Because if you love our Creator, you're going to follow our Creator. There's a big difference between the worldly idea today of what love is. And oh, I'm a nice person. I do nice things. And I want everyone to be happy, no matter what they believe. That's not the message of our Creator. That's not the message of our Scripture. Our Scripture defines clearly what love is and what faith is. And he talks about it in these few scriptures I'm going to go over with you right now. It says in 1 John chapter 3, see how very much our Father loves us. For he calls us his children, and that is what we are. But people who belong to this world don't recognize that we are Yahweh's children because they don't know him. How many of you truly know our Creator? Not of him, but him on a personal level. Most people do not. Their actions reveal that. Their words conceal that. If we look at what it says here, it says, dear friends, we are already Yahweh's children, but he has not known us from what we will be like when Yeshua appears. But we do know that we will be like him, for we see in him as he really is. And all who have the eager expectation will keep themselves pure just as he is. On the word purity. They get upset if you bring up and talk about pure ideas, values. They get upset. It's a discriminative word to tell somebody to be pure today because impurity is the norm. But that is what our Creator speaks against. We must remain pure. There's other words that are used today such as sin and repentance that people get so upset about. Sin is transgression of the word, as it says here in the next verse. In 1 John 3, verse 4, it says, everyone who sins is breaking Yahweh's commandments. For all sin is contrary to the commandments of Yahweh. That's it. That's it. And if you go into the church today, the church is even teaching that we no longer need to follow the commandments. Yes. In fact, the church is teaching the so-called people there to live an impure life of sin. Making people use Yeshua's death as an excuse to live in sin with the deceptive teachings that they're teaching. That is not the love that our Creator wants to illuminate in His holy word. It says in the next verse, and you know that Yeshua came to take away the sins of the sins, and there is no sin in Him. Anyone who continues to live in Him will not sin. They will not what? They will not break the commandments of our Creator. But anyone who keeps on sinning, which is breaking the commandments of our Creator, do not let Him, do not know Him or understand Him. Dear child, or dear children, don't let anyone deceive you about this. When people do what is right, it shows that they are righteous, even as Yeshua is righteousness. But when people keep on sinning, and what is sin? Living against the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. It shows they belong to the devil, who has been sinning or living in rebellion against the commandments since the beginning. But the Son of Yahweh came to destroy the works of the devil. Those who have been born into Yahweh's family do not make a practice of sinning, because Yahweh's life is in them. So they can't keep on sinning, because they are children of Yahweh. So we can tell who are children of Yahweh and who are children of the devil. Anyone who does not live righteously and does not love other believers does not belong to Yahweh. So living in sin, living against the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, this, in fact, would put most people in this world today, even so-called Christians, as children of the devil, not children of Yahweh. Because they make a choice in their actions to practice living in sin. I'm not talking about an occasional mistake that we repent for and we have the blood of Yeshua to overcome these tough times. No, I'm talking about the practice people are making by consistently living against the guidelines and instructions of our Creator and making excuses to do so. The holy Sabbath day, the fourth commandment. The Creator's calendar, the times and when we're supposed to do things and not things. Eating things our Creator calls an abomination. These are part of our Creator's guidelines and instructions that we are to follow if we love Him. And the scriptures say it here for themselves. If you do not follow these things, you are children of the devil. That's what your Bible says. And if you don't believe in that, then you don't believe in the word of our wonderful Creator. And then you are, in fact, a child of the devil. But if you want to be a child of our wonderful Creator, you have to live in truth. Live in truth. And if we fast forward to 2 John, it says, verse 4, how happy I was to meet some of your children and find them living according to the truth, just as the Father commanded. According to the truth, just as the Father commanded. I am writing to you to remind you, dear friends, that we should love one another. This is not a new commandment, but the one we have had from the beginning. Love means, now listen to this. Love means doing what Yahweh has commanded us and commanded us to love one another just as you heard from the beginning. I say this because many deceivers have gone into the world. They deny that Yeshua came in a real body. Such a person is a deceiver and an antichrist. Watch out that you do not lose what we have worked so hard to achieve. Be diligent so that you receive the full reward. Anyone who wanders away from this teaching has no relationship with Yahweh. But anyone who remains in the teaching of Yeshua has a relationship with both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you to your meeting and does not teach the truth about Yeshua, don't invite that person into your home or give any kind of encouragement. Anyone who encourages such people becomes a partner of their evil work. So in fact, what John is saying and what the scriptures are saying, if you deny Yeshua came in the flesh, you were denying everything that was worked so hard for throughout the scriptures. There are so many people that do not identify themselves as Christians that clearly deny Yeshua came in the flesh. But then there are so many believers that can be really make believers because they are not willing to live according to the instructions of our Creator. And the scriptures call you children of the devil. Children of the devil. You all have an opportunity to decide what actions you're going to take in life and what you're going to proclaim and believe in life. Do you truly believe that Yeshua walked the earth in the flesh? Do you truly believe that? And do you continue his work by living according to the word of our Creator, according to this Bible? The reality is most people don't even read their scriptures, let alone know what it says. Most people can care less about being obedient to our Creator's guidelines and instructions. And there's no picking and choosing in the scriptures just because you keep some of the guidelines and instructions of our Creator does not mean you're a child of Yahweh. Because the scriptures say those that are not keeping all of them, those that are not making a practice of the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, in fact, are making a practice against them. And those are children of the devil. Spiritual warfare is real, folks. And deception is real. And John explains in all these books about the deception, the antichrist, and the deceivers that are going to come along and make people think they're living a good life and living a holy life. In fact, what they are living is a very impure life. They're becoming in agreement with the devil and everything the devil promotes. And then to make it worse, denying the fact that Yeshua is Yahweh, denying the fact that Yahweh gave his only son to walk here on the earth in the flesh, and to do the miraculous things he has done, and that he would die for us, and through his blood we would have the opportunity and a chance to escape the death penalty of the sin and the penalty that's out there. I don't think people grasp and understand the importance of that. If you believe in the holy words of our Creator, you have to believe that there was a death penalty because of our sin and our disbelief. And then Yeshua came in the flesh and took that for us and died for us so we would have another chance to get it right, to get love right, to another chance to get all of this right. There's no such thing as a believing Gentile. There's no such thing as a believing non-believer. The Gentiles are known as the non-believers of the world, the heathen of the world. Many people are mistaken to think that Gentile means non-Jewish. No, it means a heathen. And when you believe in Yahshua, you now become the Commonwealth of Israel. And you are responsible because you are accepting and proclaiming that you are going to follow the holy word of our Creator in the flesh, which is his son Yeshua. And when you proclaim that and follow that, you understand the love of that. And then you understand our Creator and what he was trying to do and the message he was trying to convey. But when you proclaim something with your mouth, but you don't follow in the truth with your actions, that's blasphemy. That's a lie. And that's what many of the people are doing out there today. Saying something with their lips, but not following it up with their actions. And that's the choice that people have to make. They have to discern. The scriptures tell us to judge and to compare and to read and to know the word, and to be in prayer about the word. The The scriptures talk about people being destroyed for a lack of knowledge. It's not worldly knowledge people lack. It's the knowledge of our Creator that people lack. If you have this understand about our Creator and understand what He says and what He does, you would simply not do the things you do that go against His holy word. You would not please the devil more than you try to please our Creator. But in fact, in people's actions, that's what people are doing. Many Christians out there, and if you're listening to this message, you're one of them who's most likely denying the fact of the obedience of our Creator and talking about His commandments and what we need to be doing. We have to stop using Yeshua's death as an excuse to live in sin. We must define sin as living against the commandments of our Creator. We can't be in this neutral place and say we believe and keep some of them, all of them, or even most of them. No, it's all or none in our actions, in our desires to live according to the words of our Creator. And it's simply not happening out there today. And then we talk about purity and we talk about love and we talk about these things of the scriptures. And I see people time after time making excuses to live an impure life. Our scripture talks about what it is to be a representative of our Creator, not defiling our temple in any way. So you're not looking for excuses and loopholes to eat certain foods, or looking for excuses and loopholes to drink certain things and not getting an officially drunk or something like this. You understand the devil wants you to indulge in things that are going to put you in a very dangerous position. Our Creator says, get away from me. I didn't even know you, those that want to tempt and be tempted and play with fire. No, He wants us to stay clean and holy and to be washed by the blood of Yeshua. That's what He wants us to do. Stop making excuses. Stop giving avenues of, well, I can do this, or I can't do that, or I can do this much. No, sin is sin. Sin is sin. In our attitude towards one each other, and when we look one each other, and we look according to the words of Scripture and the order of Scripture and how He wants us to live and what He wants us to do. Words like repent, submissive, and serve should be things that we love and we want to do, because that's what represents our Messiah, who we say we want to follow and be like. But instead, when we hear words like repent, submit, and serve, we get upset and agitated and defensive over these things. We need to stop being like the world and stop being more like our Messiah and live according to His guidelines and instructions. We need to have a hate for the things that our Creator hates. And when you confess Yeshua as your Messiah, something is supposed to change your heart. And you are to love the things He loves and hate the things that He hates. And stop making the excuses. And start living as a responsible representative of Yeshua and who He is. And that means purity to its highest degree. In the way we act, and not using excuses to allow a little bit of sin in our lives. In the way we look, in every possible area representing Yeshua as a mature believer of the faith. And not walking around half naked, not exposing your private parts to the world, not taking what our Creator designed to be beautiful and making it disgusting. We must not get offended by the truth of our Creator. We must stop trying to appease our flesh. And we must stop trying to appease the desires of the world and understand the world will come against us. And our Creator says it over and over again, we will be persecuted for proclaiming Yeshua. We must not be like Peter, who denied Yeshua publicly those 3 times. But we must be like the mature Peter, who was willing to put his life on a death for people to know the truth of purity of Scripture. That's what we must be like. There are situations around the world right now where people are truly getting persecuted. We don't even know what persecution is in most of this world today. We can't connect with the scriptures. And then when Paul's greatest desire was to go to Rome to preach the gospel about Yeshua to the emperor of Rome, we think of Rome as some vacation destination. No, Rome was back then was like Afghanistan today. And Paul's desire was going to right there and to find the leaders over those people and to preach the truth of Yeshua. And our desire has to go out into the world, not to the people, to the believers, but go out into the world to the unbelievers, those that don't believe, and remind them and tell them and explain to them about what Yeshua did in our lives. Where is the profession of Yeshua, our Messiah, out there today? Where is it? Where is our desire to go out there to the unbelievers and let them know Yeshua died for them? Where is our urging to go out there because time is running out? For if you walked across a building that was on fire and people were on the top and they didn't see the smoke, hopefully you would stop because you love and care about others and you would start yelling and screaming for them to get out. Make them aware of the danger they are in. Well, where's that desire of to let people know the truth about Yeshua and the great danger they are in for denying his holy truth, for denying who he is and that he walked in the flesh and that he's here today? Where is that desire and that urgency? Where is that desire and that urgency for us to tell those people that aren't living up to the standards of our Creator, they need to get right with him now, before it's too late? Before it's too late. I see too many people out there, taking a lax approach to this. Taking a very lax approach to this. Remember my people destroyed for lack of knowledge about me, as what it says in the scriptures. We must learn more about him. And when people say we don't need to keep that, and we shouldn't do that, and we could do that in moderation, my heart cries, knowing that these people are falling short of what our Creator offered us, the gift that he wants us to have and to keep. And it's through the deception that are keeping people away from these things. It's time we wake up. It's time we get this right. The only way we're going to overcome the fear of this world and the fear of man is to trust in our Creator and what he gave us. This spiritual warfare and the spiritual battle that's going on is something we don't necessarily see with our eyes, but it is taking place out there. And it is real. It is real. And we must stand up to these things. The purity and the motive. We must get real about this. Living a holy, modest, pure lifestyle, not indulging in drugs and alcohol and making excuses for recreational drugs and all these other things that are trying to change our minds, and taking all these drugs and these stimulants that are trying to keep us excited about life. No, we need to have nothing to do with those things, and we need to have the motive that our Creator desires in us to go out there with enthusiasm to preach the gospel to those dark places, to be a light in the darkness, to share the word with those that don't believe. And when I tell people to go out there and let people know Yeshua died for them, I'm not talking to go to your fellow brother or sister who knows that already to tell them. No, find people that don't believe it and let them know. How many people did you let know today or yesterday or the day before that Yeshua died for them that didn't already know it or in fact didn't believe it? Go to people that don't believe it and let them know. And if it annoys them so much, well, good job, because they need to know the truth and somebody needs to tell them, just like somebody told you. There are so many people out there in need today of this information. And they might have been told it over and over again. It's not us that's going to open their eyes. It's our Creator that's going to open up their eyes. But it's not for us to ignore them as they're burning along the street, as the fire is about to touch them. No, it's our job to love one another. And if we love one another, we will tell them something, even if they don't want to hear it. We will let them know the truth. And that truth, and only that truth, will set them free. Only Yeshua can save us. Only Yeshua can save us. The answer isn't found in some pharmakia. The answer isn't found in some so-called friend. The answer isn't found in money. The answer isn't found in Yeshua.
Coaching, and they want to go to heaven.
Monday through Friday, 10:30 a.m. and 10:30 p.m. right here on WCNO.